Example 12, I didn't write the rhythmic notation underneath as I did on all the other examples. I did that on purpose because I'm reinforcing that, you know, from now on, you're just going to be playing, you're going to be strumming along. Let's say you're using a fake book where you have chords, melody, and harmony. You will not be given the strum pattern to be used, depending on what book it's from. But in general, you won't, and you won't need it because the simple rule is, if you have two chords in a bar, you do example, you do number three, the pattern of number three. And if you have one chord in a bar, you do number nine. Does that make sense? So demonstrating number 12, it'd be one, two, and three. So again, I'm using pattern number three for bar one. One, two, and except I gotta switch chords on the third beat. Three, four, and now for the bar two, I'm going to pattern number nine. One, two, and four, and then I'm repeating the same process, pattern three and then pattern nine for bars three and four. Go a little faster from here on in the rest of the recording because now that you have your syncopated strum number nine, that's why that's a very important one. Now you can start to play more advanced exercises without so much coaching from me. You can kind of teach yourself them. So I'm going to do less repetition from here on in, but play along with me for number 12. One, two, three, four. Ahead of time if you need to. So again, nice big sweep with the right hand, and here we go.